14 with an update on the legislative session going on in Cheyenne. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great. How about you?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate you taking a couple minutes out of your schedule and chatting with us this morning. Just to give us an update. Yesterday was day two, I believe, State of the State. What's taking place so far in Cheyenne?
You know, it's like a tractor that hasn't been started all year. We're a little slow getting started. Yesterday we heard State of the State and State of the Supreme Court, which took up a pretty large amount of our time. And on the Senate side, we got through a few committee of the whole amendments and started getting going. It was a little bit rusty, but we cranked out, I believe, 8 bills on committee of the whole, several committee meetings yesterday, several more on the agenda today. You know, it's a little like the weather in western and eastern Wyoming. The House, I don't know what's going on over there. You know, like it's snowing on your guys' end of the world and not so much here. Kind of the same here. I know what we did, but I don't know if it's snowing or raining on the House side.
So. Fair enough.
But yeah, things are getting slowly started. And we have a committee meeting this morning, but it's slowly cranking up. And by this time next week, it'll be a race car. Things will be going fast and furious.
Well, of course, Senator, new leadership put in place on the Senate and the House, and it seemed like that transition went fairly well, correct?
I ran very smooth on the Senate side, and I understand that it went very smooth on the House side as well. You know, the additional thing here is in the House side, they have 29 new members. And I know at least in the committee, Labor and Health Committee on the House side is entirely new. There are no returning members on that side and several new legislators. Makes it a little difficult to handle topics we've been working on all summer. Senate side's a little different. We have several returning members and seasoned legislators, so it's a little bit easier for us to get going.
Senator Fred Baldwin joining us today with a legislative update from Cheyenne. Well, Senator, you mentioned the committee work, of course, in the early goings of the session. You chair the Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee. What is that committee currently working on?
Yesterday morning we had a meeting, and I would add that Senator Dockstetter is on that committee as well. We did two bills yesterday morning. Once, the program for uninsured and underinsured in the state for cancer detection. We made some amendments to that, some updates because of scientific changes, and we made one change in the workman's comp program. It really is a clerical administrative change. It didn't amount to much, but both of those actually we heard in committee, and we did hear them in committee of the whole yesterday. So they passed first reading. They'll both be heard on second reading today. Now, tomorrow we have several. I think we have three bills before us tomorrow morning. So I say the action will pick up and it'll get a lot faster and a lot more furious there shortly.
Sounds great. Well, Senator, we appreciate the update. Anything else happening in the session or up and coming on the horizon that you'd like to mention?
You know, I know we got a meeting, but we'll be talking about the rules. There are a few changes and codification we want to do on the rules. That will be upcoming. But other than that, I know there's a lot of emphasis on mental health in my side of the world. And there's a lot of emphasis on let's not spend all the money. We got an excess, but let's not spend it all. A lot of it talk about what we're going to do with the money. And a lot of talk about a lot of different things right now, but it'll sort of gel together. Next week, we'll have a little better idea of, you know, which direction we're going and exactly what's going to be the most important things out there.
Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin out of Kemmer and Senate District 14. Senator, appreciate your time. Thank you for the update.